lot of people that are overworked. And I wanted to kind of start by talking about that. What are some common signs of being overworked, and what are the implications of those symptoms that you see?
So basically, it looks like several different things depending on the person, so everybody's a little bit different, but generally losing drive, focus, and motivation, and feeling really depleted. Feeling unenthused or disengaged, both in work, in your work, but also outside of your work with your family, with your friends, with the things that you like to do. Because when we get burnt out, we don't just stay burnt out in work, we kind of burn out all over the board. So, you know, it also, in like, people will start to lose connections with other passions and purpose, and really start to disconnect. And then work becomes kind of a forced thing. Really, everything does, because it's like less organic, you know, it's, like I said, they're losing connection with like passion and purpose, and yeah, and just depleted.
Yeah. And this is something that, I was just having a conversation with someone else about this, that when you are feeling it, you tend to just throw yourself in harder and not pay attention to the fact that this is happening to you and something needs to change, right?
Right. Because it's almost like if we create this story, like if we just get to this point, then we can rest. If we just get to this point, then we can start exercising. If we just get to this point, then we can take a breath. And we've all been there, you know, where we just working so hard, just getting to the next level to, you know, take a little bit of that stress off of us. But the problem is we don't take care of ourselves when we're doing it. We're going to burn out on the way. And
absolutely.
It happens a lot.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are some of the underlying issues that you see that may be causing this lifestyle and this leading to being overworked?
Well, basically, you know, an influx of demand, pressure, and stress, right? Whether that's you're pushed up against deadlines, or you're just in that part of your business, or if you work in a company, if you have pressures from your boss or whatever it is. But really what it's about is ignoring your personal needs and, you know, and not holding boundaries, personal boundaries with yourself and your work. No matter what that looks like. And, you know, we try to keep pushing harder, just do more without proper self-care. And so that really drastically increases our stress, but that's what leads to feeling depleted and burnt out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like this can also happen when we get really, really wrapped up in like the tasks and the to-do lists, and that's when like we start to really become detached from our personal or in professional visions and dreams, because we're busy surviving the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then we start to lose clear intentions and become disconnected. Yeah.
Yeah. So on that note, what are some of the aspects that you see the key components of healthy living and things to keep in mind to kind of keep that focus that you're talking about?
Well, we are really busy all the time, getting wrapped up in all the doing. And sometimes we forget that our bodies are a vessel that allows us to do. And we are pleasantly reminded of that when we're sick, right? So we want to really hold ourselves with a lot of love and respect and compassion, and hold ourselves a priority just as much so as anything else. Because without our health, without our body, without our focus, you know, it's going to be really hard, if not impossible, for us to make our businesses work, right? Mm-hmm. So some simple components are, you know, just very simple: eating well, moving well, sleeping well, hydrating well, you know. And eating well means clean, eating regularly, not overeating, eating in a way that feels energizing and not like you want to go to sleep right after you're done eating. Mm-hmm. Moving in a way that feels good for your body, that helps you relieve stress, that helps you feel like you're making a difference in your energy and your physique. Sleeping well, I don't know about you, but I am so unproductive after a bad night's sleep.
Definitely.
Yeah, and hydration. We need hydration to keep our brain sharp and working and firing on its cylinders. So dehydration is a really easy one that is often overlooked when it comes to like living healthy and keeping our focus strong during the day. Mm-hmm. And keeping it simple and doing it well, just like taking really good care of ourselves. I feel like a lot of people kind of look for like the magic way to do it, the magic way to eat, the magic exercise, you know, and the media thrives on it. You know, it's all over, you know, eat this way, do this, eat this food, don't eat this food. And it just confuses people and it gives people more stuff to do. But I think just the intention of holding oneself, yourself as a high priority and just taking give yourself the same quality that you want to give your business and your family.
I like that.
Yeah. And it's also important to do things that create joy for us. You know, and listen to your body, listen to your body's signals that it's giving you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think sorry, what was that?
I was just saying your body will tell you what it wants.
And that's perfect. That's what I was going to say is I think that, you know, everybody's a little different and different times of our lives will need different things. And a lot of it is being intentional about listening and seeing, you know, am I actually thirsty? You know, am I actually hungry or am I eating way too much because I'm having a hard time with something else? Or, you know, just listening to your body and see what it actually needs. I think that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned finding a way to do it simple, and I like that idea. I think that when you hear, I feel like taking care of ourselves is this thing we all have in our mind that we feel like we should do, and we have guilt that we're not doing, and it feels like this huge thing that we don't have time to do. So I wanted to talk a little bit about incorporating healthy living in simple ways and like small actionable steps that people can start taking.
Awesome. Great. So when it comes to, I guess we could just tackle like kind of one thing at a time, right? So like food, especially if you're on a really busy schedule, it's like, you know, really honoring that you are on a busy schedule and that you want to eat well. And so, you know, to be first being aware and sensitive of how food makes you feel. Like if it makes you feel sluggish and tired, like pay attention to that. Mm-hmm. If you eat something and you're like, wow, I ate lunch today and I jumped right back into work and I was just kind of buzzing with energy or full of energy, eat more of that. and set yourself up for success. So like I teach clients this a lot, is like the night before, how can you set yourself up for success for tomorrow? So having readily made food, preparing ahead of time. My biggest kick is the Instant Pot because I got it this summer and it totally changed my life because I live alone and I don't like, and even if you put the family, it's great because it cooks for our family, but I don't really like to spend a lot of time or take a lot of time cooking for myself or preparing foods. And sometimes I'm not super creative. And so when I bought the Instant Pot, that was great because I bought a healthy Instant Pot cookbook and I planned ahead, and I always, it's super easy, it's super fast, and then you have readily cooked meals in the fridge, you know, that you can have for lunch. And just having food, healthy food on hand is key, especially in the middle of a busy work day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say even before I dive into like the specifics, that something I do want to say is scheduling time for yourself. Like actually on your calendar, because that's something that I feel that often we struggle with when we have such a busy schedule. Like you said, it's this thing that we should do and it feels so big, and then we have guilt for not doing it, and then that feeds into our mentality and in our mindset and our cycle, and then now we're making decisions from a place of guilt. And so really just actually scheduling it on there really helps make it real.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you had a task or a meeting, you'd put it on your calendar. I had this on my calendar today, right? You put it on your calendar and scheduling time for, it's almost as though we wait until there's anything left over to take care of ourselves.
Absolutely. I just push time. Aside. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I have time at the end of the, you know, after I finish everything else, then I'll start working out, or I'll start doing this, or I'll go do that, take that class I've always wanted to take, but I've got to finish everything else first. And we want to live like vibrant, focused, healthy lives, but we're not going to do that on leftovers energy, like mm-hmm. leftover time and energy. So, by scheduling it on the calendar, one, it helps you be a little bit more, realistic with your expectations for yourself, but it also gives you the space to follow through.
Mm-hmm.
And you can move that around. You can, especially if you're using something like Google Calendars or something, you can, or an electronic calendar, but you can move it around, but and still protect it and still hold it super valuable, even if you have to change the time, whatever it is. So,
mm-hmm. And I find the more that I carve out a little bit of time for myself here and there, the more time I feel like I have in general to do anything, because I'm just more efficient and more focused and have more energy.
Yeah. It's, when we're more focused and productive, it's almost like buying time because we get through things faster.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. So, scheduling on your calendar, we went over the eating, taking breaks when you need to take breaks. And that goes with like listening to what your body needs. If you're starting to really fade out in front of your computer, the time that you're going to waste fading out in front of your computer versus just getting up and going for a walk or having a snack or lying down and closing your eyes for 10 minutes or just walking away and coming back. You pick back up on that time versus just lose it staring into computer space.
Yeah.
You're feeling tired and burnt out, but forcing yourself to sit there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So taking breaks, eating well, and movement is another big thing that helps us with that instant burst of like energy. It helps us raise our vibration. When we elevate our vibration, we are bringing that into our work. So, through movement, through whatever it is that inspires us, like really tapping into what inspires us. And if you don't know what that is, play around, like try different things and see how things, make you feel. And when you find something that feels inspiring, you do it regularly, that starts to elevate your vibration. And then you are coming into your work with that vibration. And so you're attracting mm-hmm. more of that. You're putting that energy into what you're creating, which is really powerful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So for people who are really hesitant to, carve out the time for this, who feel like they are too busy for it, how would you suggest that they get started, as far as like, should we just set one appointment on our schedule and just see how that one appointment goes? Should we try setting a regular time once a week or once a day? How would you suggest people kind of ease into this process and start to get more familiar with their health?
It depends on the person and the schedule. If you could do it the same time of day, that is, that's wonderful, because then it creates like a pattern and like a ritual. So that's super helpful. But does, like, mine aren't the same time of day. Mine move around. And in the beginning of every day, I kind of look at my calendar. I'll be like, you know what? I just ate, so I'm not going to want to work out right now. And I really want to get this project done, so I'm going to move this over here. And I kind of shuffle things around to see, like, depending on how I feel that day and what needs to be done that day. But to answer your question, I would start with shorter time periods, because like you said before, it feels like this big, heavy thing to do. Keep it short. And the same thing with movement, like in exercises, it doesn't have to, you don't have to go to the gym for an hour and a half. You can take 15 minutes and do yoga in the floor, or just do some body weight exercises, or go for a walk, or do some breathing exercises, or some push-ups, or some yoga, or go for a jog, or, and keep it short so it feels doable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely. And then it will just get easier and easier, right?
Yeah, I would say instead of like blocking out one big chunk once a week, smaller chunks throughout the week, because then it becomes more of a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes easier to do.
And then you can shift your whole lifestyle around it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's great. Well, I think this is a lot of really great advice for people. I don't know if we want to just, do you have any kind of summary that you'd like to say to, you know, the people that are going to be listening to this are really busy entrepreneurs and business owners, any just big advice or, you know, inspiration that you want to share with them to kind of take these steps?
Remember why you're doing it all for, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, aligning your, staying connected with your vision and your mission and your dreams and your goals. And what does it take for you to be there? Like really, really, revisiting that a lot, because we really get disconnected from that when we're on the to-do list and trying to keep all the balls in the air and just going really, really busy, and keeping close connection with your values and, you know, who it is that you want to show up for in your business and your life, and what that's going to take of you, and nurturing yourself and respecting yourself and giving yourself the same care and love and attention that you're giving other things like your business, so that you can then give that high vibration to your business and your family and all these other things that are important to you, and still feel fulfilled at the end of the day, and not drained like everything took from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not filling your own tank. And so it really, you know, like I said, find what inspires you, no matter what realm that's in, even if it's not directly related to like health or your work, because that will help keep you engaged in your health, in your work, in your family, and everything that you're doing that you care about. Because we are the main, our bodies, we are like the main drivers of our business, right? So if we want it to flourish, we also have to flourish with it.